So our lesson today, if you haven't guessed already, has to do with Jesus as the Good Shepherd in the Gospel of John. This is called Shepherd Sunday. It happens often after Easter, and in some ways it feels a little bit odd. We've been talking about all of these encounters with the resurrected Jesus, and then we have this week where we kind of jump back before everything took place to listen to these words of Jesus. Listen for God to speak to you through these words and this story. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this flock. I must bring them also. And they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock and one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Ah, we love the image of Jesus as the Good Shepherd, right? So the other day I was thinking a little bit about others who have been Good Shepherds for us, because when we say that Jesus is the Good Shepherd, it doesn't necessarily mean that no one else is good at being shepherds. It's just that Jesus is the model of being a Good Shepherd for us. And so I wondered if you can think for a moment about the people who have been Good Shepherds in your lives. Who are they? So, pointing out Gail here, she's been a good shepherd for her students and such. We're glad you're bringing your sheep next week. Other people. Thank you. I appreciate that you think I'm a good shepherd. That's good. Pastors are supposed to be good shepherds, right? Parents, mothers, sometimes grandparents. Old, like they were old and they were Sunday school teachers, or like past Sunday school? Sunday school teachers, right. They're good shepherds too. How about regular teachers, right? Uh-huh. And leaders of Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts, right? Good shepherds. I happened to see a good shepherd in action on Friday night. The young woman that came to lead our Friday night yoga was clearly struggling with a flock of sheep that wanted to do their own thing. So, how many of you came on Friday night and joined us? Yeah, you were here. What you said? Some came and didn't do the yoga. I just want to let you know that. Some came and struggled to do something like yoga, and others were obviously very good at yoga. But we had a full group. I mean, the house was, the Calvin Hall was full with children and adults, many from our congregation, but many more from the community. And I watched this woman as she tried desperately to lead us through this process of breathing and stretching and positions. And with children running this way and that way, and some adults in the back groaning, "I don't think I can do this one." And somewhere in the midst of it, she said, "And Pastor?" And I thought, oh my gosh, there's a pose for the pastor. But no, she was singling me out because I was having a little bit of trouble being on my knees, just like a shepherd would. They would attend to the one that's having difficulty, and I was clearly having some difficulty. But she managed somehow to get us moving in the same direction with these exercises and these breathing meditative kinds of things. And even though there was some, you know, sheep straggling here and there, for the most part, I think we were led by still waters that day. I think we were led to a green pasture, a place of peace and a place of caring. She was attentive to us. So there are good shepherds out there, aren't they? We know what the good shepherds look like. Jesus is saying to them, I am the good shepherd. And he's not only talking about just the shepherds they see on the field, but he's bringing to mind all of the other shepherds in Scripture. Moses and David and how they led the people and attended to the people. He's also reminding of the images that we have for God that are shepherd in Ezekiel and in Psalms. Jesus is saying, I am the good shepherd, not just because I attend to the sheep. First and foremost, because of my relationship with the Father. And in this relationship, I am called to attend to all of you. First and foremost, because I will offer up my life for you. You are that valuable and important to me that I would offer my life. Now, on the post-resurrection side of things, we can see that he offered his life up on the cross. But even before then, Jesus was risking his life for the people around them. Healing on the Sabbath, right? Talking to Samaritan women. Meeting at nighttime with the Pharisees. Jesus was taking risks all the time for God's people and for God's, the sheep of God's fold, right? And of course, then the ultimate sacrifice through the cross for all of us, from the past and into the future. Jesus offers himself, right? Jesus is also the good shepherd because Jesus knows the people that belong to his flock. And they're not just the ones we think of, they're the ones even outside that group, right? Jesus calls them and they hear his voice and they know him. We know him as the good shepherd. Jesus is also the good shepherd because he chooses to do this. Not because he has to, not because God demands it of him. He has the power to give up his life, and he has the power to raise up his life again. I like that. I like that idea that Jesus is the one that does this. I'm not always comfortable with the idea that this is what God demanded of Jesus to sacrifice for all of us. I like the idea that Jesus offers up his life for us. It's Jesus' choice. Just as it is our choice in how we'll sacrifice or offer ourselves up for one another, right? I also like the idea that Jesus knows my name. There's something very powerful and comforting about that, right? We love this image of Jesus as the shepherd. Not only because we're the ones being taken care of and we're the ones being loved and the ones being gathered in because God, Jesus is the one sacrificing, right? But as I said to you before, it's not just talking about Jesus as the shepherd, but a good shepherd, but Jesus as the model shepherd. Well, when you're modeling shepherding, it means that you're teaching folks to be shepherds, right? And just as Jesus is both the shepherd and the sheep or the lamb that was slain, we also are both the sheep and shepherds for the world. When we start talking about us being shepherds, then we get a little more uncomfortable with this whole idea of a good shepherd, right? Because one, it means that we know the sheep in our fold. And sometimes we really don't spend enough time with each other to know each other. And more importantly, we're supposed to know the sheep that haven't yet been drawn into the fold. And oh my gosh, that is a challenge for us, right? Talking to those sheep who have wandered off. Talking to the sheep that we don't even know yet. But trusting somehow that they're all a part of God's fold.
And then ultimately this question about sacrifice. Are we meant also to give our lives for the sheep? How many of you are comfortable with that? Well, we've been told that Jesus' sacrifice on the cross was once and for all, right? So none of us are expected to sacrifice ourselves on the cross. Does that make it feel a little better? A little more relaxed? But we are still called to offer up our lives for the other sheep. And I see this congregation doing that on a regular basis as they take the time to attend to those folks in our congregation who are not well, sending cards, sometimes dropping off a meal, as they attend to the homeless in our community by preparing this space for them to be in and making sure there's food down there and there's groups to serve them. I see it when you stand out on the corner calling out for justice, not just for yourselves, but for other people as well. You are good shepherds here. I want you to hear that. You are good shepherds because you follow the one who is the good shepherd, right? This morning's story is one that is meant to bring us both comfort and joy at being included in this flock of God's sheep, right? Of God, the family, the children of God kind of thing. But it's also a text that calls us to remember that we are also to be the shepherds. Not because we're hired to do it. See, that's why pastors are not good shepherds all the time. It's my job. In the sense of, the hired hand doesn't care because he's paid to do the job, and if it decides it's too big a risk, he can just leave, right? But the good shepherd is the one who offers themselves up freely because of the bond they have with the sheep, because of the love they have for the sheep. Okay? You all are good shepherds. This is the blessing of this church. You understand that it takes sacrifice. It takes love. It takes a lot of energy, not only to sustain ourselves, but to sustain others in this community, this faith community, and in the larger community. And the good news is that there's someone looking out for you in the same way. There is someone attending to you in the same way. Now, this is a lot for us to have to be thinking about and worrying on, right? All those sheep out there that need attention, who have wandered off, who might be in danger. It's a lot for us to think about. But I remind you, it's not us individually that shepherd the people. It's us as a community, as the body of Christ. We become the good shepherd in this community. I can't help but think of Jesus' words to Peter after his death and resurrection on the beach. He says, "Feed my sheep. Tend my lambs. Feed my sheep." Our call is to be shepherds, like Jesus was a shepherd, which means it's based on our relationship with God. It's based on our connection with each other. And it requires us offering up our lives for those here and out there. My friends, you are good shepherds. Amen.